What's going on, everybody? Young Ben signing in with another podcast episode. If it's your first time tuning in, welcome to the Voices of the Priesthood podcast. It is available on Apple, Google, Spotify, the Anchor app. If you have it, you know, like and subscribe. And I appreciate you for tuning in. I want to thank those who listened to the last episode, No Peace Without War. It was a very intuitive episode, I would say. I don't even know if y'all really realized, but I had got kind of emotional towards the end. You know, if you made it to the end, I had got kind of emotional because, you know, I speak from the heart, bro. Like, everything that I be saying, you know, comes from a very genuine place. Like, I always say it comes from straight from the universe, straight from the source. And I just get these downloads of information, and I just like to share because I know that, you know, where I'm at now, mentally, spiritually, you know what I'm saying? Everybody doesn't share this place, but I've been tasked with this mission, you know what I mean, to help others in that way, to help others realize who they are, help others, you know, make it through tough times, help others, you know, push to the things that are most important. And like I said before, it's all about awareness. It's all about perspective. And, you know, the larger your awareness, the more capable you become of discerning what's best for you. The more capable we become of following our own path, following our intuition. And that's going to be the key going forward through the rest of this year. Because there is no outside guidance anymore. There's nothing for us to look to. There's nothing for us to look to at this point in time. We have to be discerned enough, confident enough in ourselves to say, okay, I know what's best for me. I know what decisions I need to make on a daily basis, big or small. You know, you have to find that voice within yourself. So that's the biggest key. And I've said this on a previous episode that I was talking about numerology, and I was saying that this is a 6 year. You know, six being a number of rebirth and transformation. And now is a time. Well, and I feel like I said that in that episode too, that we can't play around. You got to be committed to what you committed to, and you got to stick with it, because it's a lot of distractions right now that's trying to deter your focus, snatch your attention, and you only need to be focused on yourself. Bottom line, you only need to be focused on yourself. And I want to get into some of these distractions. I want to help y'all, you know, be aware of what's coming our way. This past week, we experienced a pretty important day. Not even say pretty important. It was very important. It was very important. If you really know the magnitude of what we're in, the 2/22/2022 passed this past week. And you know, I saw a lot of people talking about it. You know, I feel like a lot of people kind of just use it for a holiday to get drunk and, you know, do whatever. And that's cool. That's cool. Or some people were just expecting just some type of magical event or a magical blessing to drop on you. And that's just not what it was about. You know what I'm saying? You had to be already working or building towards something, you know what I'm saying, for you to you know, get a breakthrough. And that doesn't even mean that you receive something on that day. The 222 day was just a representation of the portal opening up. You know what I'm saying? The portal opening up for these great things, new things to come to us. Going back to, like I said earlier, the rebirth, the transformation. The earth itself is transforming. You know what I'm saying? And if the earth is transforming, the byproduct of that is us. We are transforming. And if you aren't aware of that at this point in time, I don't know what to tell you. You're going to miss out. Honestly, you're going to miss out. Because you're not tapping in to what the year is all about. I'm kind of getting off topic. I want to stick to the distractions because there are a lot. But take what I said with the 222 day. That's what it was about. It wasn't just a holiday. And if you were able to get yourself in a good mental place, you are setting the stage for the things that you want to come into your life. But moving forward, we also, in the same week, had the United States, or should I say the divided states of America, bring us all this news about war. And what was my last episode about, y'all? What was my last... Y'all gonna listen to me. One of these days, somebody gonna catch it, they gonna tune in like, Young Ben, bro, you really be on it. You really be seeing the future. For real. But what my last episode, No Peace Without War. I literally just said this, guys. I just said this. And because people think it's just going to be sweet. And we're not going to have to experience things on all levels. And I've been saying that. Physically, mentally, spiritually, financially, it's going to be on all levels. It's survival of the fittest. How strong are you? How strong are we? Because I want to highlight the fact that your peer group, your friend group, your brotherhood, your sisterhood, your priesthood, which is where we wanted to graduate to, is so very important at this point in time. It's so very important. I ended my last episode saying that we got to stay in communication with each other. We have to keep each other uplifted. We need to be checking in with each other even more. Even more. It's very important. But going back to the war thing, that's just another distraction. If you are a melanated person, this is not even your war. This is not your war. So don't even get involved. Don't make no comments on it. Don't even give it no attention. Because think about it. Honestly, we wouldn't even know war would be going on or existing if we hadn't picked our phones up. Let's be real. If we hadn't picked our phones up for the last 3 days, and I'm not saying that we shouldn't have, but I'm just saying our phones were the key to us even knowing about this. So my point is, keep focusing on what you're doing, what you have going on, what you know you need to handle day to day. You see what I'm saying? That's not our war. Like, where the hell is Ukraine anyway? Does anyone really know? What is Ukraine? And no knock to them people, you know what I'm saying, at all. But I don't know where Ukraine is. I have no clue. Maybe Europe. And I'm not trying to sound ignorant on this, but it's Ukraine. Them not my peoples, for real. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So, I do, you know, I'm always going to extend my prayers, because, you know, life is on the line. And if you're going to war, life is on the line. And, you know, there's other civilians outside of the war zones that can be impacted in different ways. Everyone might not get a bomb or a missile dropped on their home, but some people might not have access to food within these next few weeks. That's big. You can become a casualty of war just off starvation. So I'm saying I'm extending my prayers. I hope, you know, everyone out there, even though I don't know where exactly, but I hope that it works out in a way that they can make it through. I personally didn't even notice that Ukraine is top 10. I had to do some research on this. Ukraine is top 10 in a lot of natural resources and minerals for the world. They have a lot of natural resources, a lot of minerals in production that they, you know, service the world with. And I didn't know that. You know what I mean? So it kind of makes sense. You know, we can't keep our hands out of anything, the divided states. And then, you know, Russia, they have pretty much a dictator over there in Putin. And he's just pretty much saying, yeah, I need this. Y'all need to come off this land. I need this. So everything be about money. Everything be about power. Everything be about, you know what I'm saying, having the resources and then being able to capitalize off of it. Or the older term, you know, colonialism. But once again, like I'm saying, this is not our war, guys. Stay out of it. Be getting prepared for what's going to go on here. And which takes me to my next topic. I've been seeing a lot of headlines as far as the markets, as far as how we are going to be impacted here in the United States. They're saying gas prices may jump. They're saying, you know, stock markets are just all in the red right now. And it all makes sense. It's all coming together. If you think it's by coincidence, then we're not in tune. You're not in tune. This is not by coincidence. This has been a master plan since 2020. You know what I'm saying? They hit us with the COVID shit. That didn't really work the way they wanted all the way. Now, you know, oh yeah. Also, I spoke up on this. I just be jumping around. Y'all got to stay with me. But I spoke on this on the last episode talking about the truckers in Canada, how they had a convoy. They was protesting. You know what I mean? And that may soon be coming to America, probably within the next 2 weeks. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. But that's kind of what I'm feeling. But in addition to that, I left out a detail when it came to that because the truckers in Canada received a lot of support from their fellow Canadians, right? And they did a lot of crowdfunding. I think they raised like $10 million in like 3 to 7 days, which is like crazy, like $10 million. And after that, Canada went into martial law. You know what I'm saying? Or a state of emergency, whatever you want to say. And the government, all the people that donated, right? Because they're tracking they're tracking our accounts times 10 right now. Like, any money that's going in and out on any level, they don't give a damn if it's $20. They watching it, they marking it off. You know what I'm saying? And if a lot of the people that sent money to those Canadians, to those truckers to support and help them, their accounts got froze. Their crypto accounts, their regular bank accounts, and a lot of their assets got froze by the government. Because obviously they didn't want them to get any help. You feel me? So, that's a very touchy and scary situation because that's playing with people's livelihood. You know what I mean? We cannot have trust in these banks. We cannot have trust in these crypto platforms. We cannot have trust in anyone or anything outside of ourselves. So we have to be moving very cautious, even smarter at this point in time, especially with our funds and our money, because that is our livelihood. You see what I'm saying? So, and I'm using Canada as an example, because if it comes to America, and I know we do like to support our fellow people, you got to do it in such a way that you can't be marked. You have to do it in such a way that they can't track you. You see what I'm saying? Because you don't want your accounts frozen. You don't want your financial assets, anything like that, frozen. This is, once again, I don't want to seem like I'm giving financial advice or economic advice. I'm not an economist. I'm not a financial advisor. But this is me speaking through the spirit, having foresight, having vision to say we got to be prepared for anything that's coming our way at this point. Also, while I'm still on the money tip, I forgot where I read this, or it might have been a video, but PayPal, y'all gotta watch PayPal too. They sneaky. They closed 4.3 million user accounts over these last 2 weeks, simply because, in my opinion, their stock dropped, and they have to find a way to keep that money in, not only for themselves, but to keep their investors happy. So, a lot of stealing, blah, blah, a lot of stealing is going on right now. You know what I'm saying? So, a lot of people also, you know, really invested in Robin Hood. Just the name itself. Have y'all know what Robin Hood is, right? Y'all remember that movie, that childhood movie, Robin Hood? Thieves. And they've already showed us once before when the AMC stock hit and they was trying to run off with the bag, but the people found out the inside information and we started buying up AMC and damn near bankrupted them people. Yeah. And then they stopped allowing us to buy the AMC, right? Robinhood, you can't trust them. Coinbase, you can't trust them. You need an external wallet if you're dealing with the crypto, period. I got to get me one. I don't got one yet. So I'm saying all that to say, like I said, we got to be in position to look out for ourselves. Bottom line, period. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to beat that drum too much because I'm still on the lookout for other things and I'm going to bring it to y'all how I see it. But like I said, if the American truckers have a similar situation here, watch out. Watch out. Also, they're saying the gas price is going to go up. I really don't want that to happen. But, you know what I'm saying? Your boy don't really be doing too much anyway at this point in time. Not to say that I'm hiding, but I understand what time it is. You got to have situational awareness for what the times are, you know. It ain't safe. And I mean, just, you can go anywhere and something crazy can happen. That's just the time we in. I told y'all, there is no peace without war. There's war on every level right now, economically, financially, physically, as we are seeing this past week, and spiritually. War is on every level right now. So you have to get right. You got to stay right. And I'm not saying this to strike fear in anybody, because this is not about fear, but this is about being wise, having a discerning spirit, having a discerning mind to understand what is going on around me. How you going to make it to the next day and you out here moving crazy? But and you got to carry it like that. You got to have a perspective of it like that. This is GTA. This is real life GTA. You make the wrong move, you could be out of here. Without a doubt. You could be out of here. So I just like to keep that perspective and not think that I'm exempt from anything or something can't happen to me. I know firsthand that anything can happen at this point. I told y'all about my 2021, how it was the hardest year of my life. You know what I'm saying? Having people that I thought were so close to me literally turn their back, you know what I'm saying, on me and not give a damn. You know what I'm saying? It hurt me to my core. But what I had to do, brush myself off, pick myself up, say, young Ben, you're going to be all right, and keep it pushing. You feel me? And in 2022, I'm ready to transform. I'm ready to change my situation. I'm ready to see bigger things happen for myself. You feel me? And nothing, absolutely nothing is going to stop me from doing that. I don't care who you are, what it is. We have a vision. We have a goal. And I'm going to see it happen in real time, in real life. And I want the same for you guys. This is why I come to you in this way, to give you this type of talk, just to be real, to tell you what's going on in the world and to tell you what's going on within yourself. Because we have similar situations going on within ourselves, whether we know it or not. You know what I'm saying? Mentally, a lot of us are starting to become and be on the same plane. You know what I'm saying? Wanting to change our situations, wanting to do better for ourselves, wanting to change our bodies, wanting to change our pockets. You see what I'm saying? So this is me just contributing to the algorithm. You feel me? Hopefully my voice can spark something in somebody to do that. And I just want to leave you guys with that on this great Sunday. Yeah, keep your eyes open and stay vigilant out here, guys. I love you guys. Keep pushing.